He was just amazed that we got, that I rather received so many different threats, literal threats to my life, simply because I was offered a scholarship as the first black athlete here at the University of Florida. Death threats, threats of our demise, entire family. I'd never make it to Gainesville.
Were these threats coming from Gainesville or oh, no. in Ocala? Or?
They might have come some from Gainesville, and I can probably discuss some of those too. But the local folks took the lead in making those threats. Although it's been documented that even some of the state legislators during that time were against the University of Florida awarding a scholarship to a black athlete. And that was documented, which surprised me. I didn't realize that until many years later. I mean, that prejudice actually extended up to Gainesville, extended into my days or first year at the University of Florida. And it was not without some consternation, a little bit of angst on my part. But again, the 18-year-old mentality overcame all of that. Oh, well, so what? Big deal. I'm stronger than any of that. And it was at the athletic dormitory, Yon Hall, where I discovered, gosh, this thing is permeated throughout the system, because some of the athletes were also obviously prejudiced and had some dissatisfaction or disagreement with the fact that I was there, eating at the same training table with the rest of them. And it was Jack Youngblood who actually, and many of us know who Jack Youngblood is, you might not. He was a local sports hero when he was here at the University of Florida as a defensive lineman. Jack Youngblood was the guy who ended all of that within several weeks of my arrival, because I would sit there at the training table alone, and you might have one or two of my track buddies to join me because they just felt like they should. But if they weren't in the training room, training table, I would probably sit alone until one day Jack Youngblood walked up to me and said, "Why are you sitting by yourself, boy?" And I'm thinking, oh, God, my dad was right. I'm going to die right here, right now. So I stood up. I said, well, if I'm going to die standing up. And he looked at me, and I kept looking up at this big guy, and he said, is something wrong with you? And he looked over at them. He looked over at me. He goes, shrugged his shoulders. And I'm like, no. And I'm about to get in my defensive posture now. Nothing wrong with me. And he said, can I sit with you? And I was literally just flabbergasted. I'm going, yeah, if you want to. And that right there put an end to any type of prejudice from within, from the athletic side of the house, as it were. And that was a story that I'll always remember for the rest of my life.